Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Pastor Kyle. I haven't had a chance to sit with y'all before, so I wanted to take this day to do this. I've got something special here I'd like to show you, and I want y'all to tell me what it is I brought today.
Plates.
With like barbecue sauce on them.
Dirty dishes, right? Why would I bring dirty dishes to y'all? That's nothing special, is it? I don't think so either. You know, what do you think I didn't do last night?
Wash dishes.
You're right. I forgot to wash the dishes. Well, actually, I really didn't forget. I don't like washing dishes. I don't get a lot of pleasure out of washing dishes. I frankly just hate washing dishes. But why do I have to keep washing them over and over?
So that they stay clean.
So that they stay clean.
So that you have something to eat
off of. Do y'all enjoy washing dishes?
No.
You like doing it?
You
do?
I have to do it.
Mom.
Your mom likes washing dishes. That's good to know.
Hi.
Now, I got a question for you. How many times do I have to wash the dishes?
1,300.
Every time after you use them?
2,000. Every time that I make one dirty, right?
I know the story.
You know the story? Oh, good.
Hi, Peter asks.
We'll see how it ends.
How many times should he forgive?
That's right. Very good.
Hi.
So you're right. Every time I dirty a dish, I have to wash it. If I want to eat off a clean dish, I don't want to eat off of this, do I?
Is that real barbecue sauce?
It's a bunch of stuff. Exactly right. So every time I want to eat and be healthy, I got to wash a dish, don't I?
Yep.
With a sponge.
You know exactly
with
that.
With a sponge.
Yeah.
That kind of sponge.
You know, just like one of you said, one of the disciples asked Jesus this question. He asked, how often should I forgive a brother who sins against me?
Until you forget.
Uh-huh. Exactly right. You know, you got the question and you understand it fantastically. What Jesus was saying and what the disciples were asking, well, if someone sins against me two or three times, okay, I guess I can forgive. But what if they sin against me four, five, six, a bunch of times? Isn't there some point in time where it's enough? I don't have to forgive them anymore?
No.
Yep.
And what did Jesus say?
No.
Jesus said, basically, he gave a number that was, in their terms, huge. 70 times 7. But what Jesus meant was we were always to forgive. Never stop. You know, it's the same answer that you told me about the dishes. Jesus says that we are to forgive those who sin against us as many times as we wash a dish.
Yep.
That's right. And that means that maybe we have to start over being a person's friend because they did something to hurt us, but we'll forgive them and we'll continue being their friends. There's no limit.
Yep.
That's right. No limit. No certain number of times that we will only wash dishes, or that we will forgive others. So the next time that you have to wash dishes or you see dishes dirty after you have a meal, think about what Jesus was telling us on how many times we are to forgive. Let's pray together, okay? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Great. Do you want to hold my hand?
Thank you.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for all these children and these youth that are here with us today. Help us to show and model for them the forgiveness that you call us to do so that everyone in God's kingdom can understand the forgiveness that you have for them. In his name we pray, and all God's children and everyone says, amen.
Amen.
Have a great week.
Amen.